Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Brian Windhorst, what was your first reaction?
It was truly a stunning thing.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'll be on the hunt for more information to understand why it is. And I'm still in a lot of ways on the hunt for that.
Today's guests, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes. Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're still here in Los Angeles, but as soon as we're done, we're going to Los Angeles International Airport. And the Rich Eisen Show will emanate from the Big Easy starting on Wednesday from the Super Bowl experience in the Convention Center in downtown New Orleans, Louisiana. We're very excited for that, but we still have lots of fun in studio here for this three-hour show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, whether you're watching us on the Roku Sports Channel or listening to us on the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 375, the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, our podcast listeners. All 3 hours you can get us through the Cumulus Podcast Network. Overreaction Monday is sitting there. Same thing with What the Football. Susie Schuster, Amy Trask had Brent Musburger on. And oh my gosh, is that man an absolute national treasure. Christopher Brockman, lots of gambling advice from him for Super Bowl 59.
Can't wait to listen to that on the flight.
There's lots of stories to be told on that one. No Contest Wrestling comes out later today from O'Shea and TJ's jaunt to Royal Rumble over the weekend, so be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, Daniel Jeremiah will join us in less than 20 minutes time, fresh back from the Senior Bowl. We'll break down the Super Bowl with him. Chris Long will join us on this program. J.J. McCarthy of the Minnesota Vikings will also be on this show. And we've got Tom Pelissero joining us fresh back from the Senior Bowl. He will be in New Orleans already. We'll chat with him. Andy Reid is meeting with the media now as we speak. Luka Doncic is being introduced down the street. At Lakers headquarters by the end of the hour. We'll turn that sound around. Lots to talk about on this program. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how are
Rich.
You?
Happy to be here.
Jay Felly, you already got your beads.
I'm ready to go.
Whoa. I got your beads.
Whoa, hey, let me take my shirt off.
Very good. And we haven't even, he's got beads. We haven't been in New Orleans yet, not yet, but we've already witnessed, I think, the greatest competition and battle we're going to see all week long. It's not the Chiefs versus the Eagles. It's TJ Jefferson versus the studio floor printer.
And, like, I'm about to go office space on this thing and take it out to a field and just take a baseball. I was over there muttering and cursing to myself. I really was.
It's good to be against yourself. There are some bats on the wall.
Yeah, I see.
There's a collection of three bats behind
that Mark Harmon, Jody Foster.
No.
Take your pick, G.
That's too valuable.
I was a 101. I got to write this out by hand now.
Why? All right, we'll deal with that in a commercial break. You know, there's other printers. You can print it out on a full page. I can have it here.
But if I did that, where would our story be 3 minutes in? You know?
I mean, seriously, folks, there was some serious bombage happening in this studio.
Did you see the memo?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't often lose it, but that was a moment.
I'm like, what is happening over there? Trust me, folks, if Super Bowl 59 is as tightly contested as what we just witnessed between TJ and the printer.
Hey, we're in for a deuce. Let's go.
As a matter of fact, I just wish in between TJ working with the printer, Kendrick Lamar had actually performed. You know what I mean? Sia had shown up and just, okay.
They're not like us.
Listen, I shoot everyone straight here. I shoot everyone straight here on this program. Media Night is an absolute S show. And it is an absolute show of S. It's just, if you have a thumbprint and no record, police record, and you can breathe on a mirror and fog it up,
you're in.
You're credentialed. You got one.
You're in.
All right? Because the league is happy to have its name spelled right. Go and ask as many questions as you want. Surround the podiums of the stars of this game and show up. And they've got 60 minutes. They have to sit there and they have to answer your questions or at least hear them. And then they answer the most dumbass questions multiple times over and over those 60 minutes. Their patience is tested because some dude from like Siam, I'm now naming boards on the risk, countries on the risk board, shows up, he shows up and asks a question that's stupid and then... a woman from Kamchatka shows up. Seriously, it's a risk board. And asks the same question 20 minutes later. And the player is not allowed to say, I answered that 20 minutes ago.
No, you have to sit there and just take it. Oh, well,
it's crazy. And then there's people in our business that will analyze these things and say, this is a sign of a player that's tight, or this is a sign of a coach that's tight.
He's not loose.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's nothing to read into Media Night.
I don't know, Rich. Mahomes looked a little tired last night. I'm just saying.
Okay, very good. Yeah, tired because he's sick of going to these things year after year.
Because Fox had him stop by and do silly dances that's going to show up on their, their throws to break during the games and during their 9-hour pregame show.
Kelsey's beard was a little unkempt.
Oh my gosh, is that a sign of something?
I don't know, man.
This means his barber's flying in today.
Lane Johnson's beard was out of control.
Or T Swift likes it like that.
Oh baby.
Oh,
listen. So what we've done is we've called, in my estimation, the most interesting sound bites from the evening.
Let's go.
And read what you wish. Mahomes was asked about the Chiefs suddenly. Remember, I came on this show last week, and now I need to film Mike because I'm on the show pretty much every day.
Pretty much.
And I said that it's the battle of two Currys, Steph Currys, two very likable guys in Mahomes and Saquon, family guys who put their kids front and center and are just dynamite. Eye-popping talents, and it's just that, Saquon is the new Curry, which is when Curry first started, and it was all sweet and peaches and cream, a lot of people rooting for him, and now you got the Curry version that Mahomes is, which is people just sick and tired of watching him.
By like the six finals.
Okay, so Mahomes was asked about the Chiefs suddenly being the team that people kind of like to not like.
Yeah, it's all fun. Just because I was that guy. I was a Cowboys fan growing up, and I used to hate the Patriots. I think more than anything, I appreciate the greatness of the Patriots more now when I see how hard it was to do what they did. But we just go out there and play the game that we love, the way that we feel like is the right way. And all the other stuff is kind of outside noise. Hopefully, we're just giving people a great product to watch, and they can see the love for the game that we have. I don't even think it's embracing being the villains. We embrace who we are, and we believe we play the game the right way. We believe that we play with a lot of heart and a lot of passion for the game, and then we win football games. And if winning football games makes you a villain, we're going to keep going out there and doing it.
Okay. I like it. If that makes us the villain, we're going to keep going out there and doing it, getting comfortable in the skin that we don't used to seeing the Kansas City Chiefs be in. And he respects the Patriots more. And He was a Cowboy fan growing up. I think he's more relatable to you guys now than ever.
Yeah.
He's got a dad bod, which I also relate
okay,
to.
Okay, very good. Chiefs fatigue, baby. Chiefs fatigue, which, by the way, Kelsey said he was unaware of.
Can I talk about that first? Are we going to play that?
No, we don't have it. We've got Kelsey talking about his future.
Unself-aware thing I've ever heard in my life.
By the way.
Why?
Well, because there's a lot of Chiefs fatigue out there.
Yeah, but it's unself-aware that he doesn't.
That he doesn't realize that people, and he said something about the officiating too. Like, why, let me ask you guys a question. Why are you so focused on the refs? Do you watch your own games? Do you not see like when things are thrown and how tech they are?
But you
like,
think that like, these guys,
they are. They read everything. They see everything.
How do you know that?
Like, be self-aware.
Kelsey was on
you're
the
not on X.
As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Travis Kelsey play of the year got wiped out due to an offensive offsides that got called that never gets called pretty much on anyone else in a big spot in a game that the whole country was watching. Also,
that Kelsey was the correct
Kelsey
call.
Kelsey was on the field when a tackle forced fumble on Marcus Mariota in a playoff game in Arrowhead was called a forward progress being
Again,
stopped,
has,
so you can't
those
actually
have nothing
review
to do
the
with
clear
this season.
Sack force fumble.
Those literally have nothing to do with this
I'm
season.
Just saying,
I'm just
you know,
saying, like, be a little more aware of like yourself and your team and what your surroundings.
If I'm Kelsey, I'm just like I'm staying off of my phone. I'm staying off of anything.
Which exactly, this dude's living his best life. Yeah. He's got a superstar girlfriend. You think he's really looking on X that you don't even look on X and thinking, oh, let me see what a bunch of mouth breathers are saying on social media? No, man, come on.
Look at you.
Wow,
you're all grown
That's
up.
So naive.
Excuse me. Two things. You have your own opinion. He's still pissed about the printer, okay?
Okay, no.
He's
can I say something real quick?
He's wound up.
I'm wound up now because you're saying...
back off. He's wound up.
You're saying it's
this
naive.
Man is, it's him versus Toner. You understand?
Kevin Durant responds to people with no avatar.
I know.
Like, what do you mean? These guys are just like regular people.
Well, that's NBA. Okay, NBA is different.
These guys are regular people.
Let me put this into a situation that you like.
You read the comments,
when I say
too.
Ashton Kutcher's name, okay?
Yes, sir.
I know for a fact he don't sit and read what people say, and they say a lot of crap about him on social media.
And his missus, too.
That man's got businesses, families. He's got a life. He's not sitting there reading Twitter, bro. I know this for a fact. So when you're saying it's being naive, it's like, no, I'm telling you just from someone who's on that type of level who doesn't sit there and read all this nonsense. That's all I'm saying.
And
it's
if I'm Kelsey,
naive.
If I'm Kelsey, I'm not. I'm staying off of it prior to a Super Bowl.
Yes,
week.
But he watches film every week. He can see how ticky tack some of the calls are. Man, nice. We got away with that one. Like, come on, dude.
So he was asked about his future. I don't know who asked this question, but this is a great way in. He was asked where he's going to be in 3 years. Now, he could have gone full Kyle Shanahan, which is, listen, we could all be dead in 2 minutes. You know what I mean? But that's not his disposition. It's the Super Bowl, you know? He actually answered the question, and this is actual information. Hit it.
Where will I be in 3 years? Oh, man, I don't know. Hopefully still playing football. I love doing this. I love coming into work every day, and you know, I feel like I still got a lot of good football left in me, but we'll see what happens. I know I've been setting myself up for other opportunities in my life, and that's always been the goal, knowing that football only lasts for so long. You got to find a way to get into another career, into another, you know, profession, and I've been doing that in my off seasons, but for the most part, I plan on being a Kansas City Chief and playing football.
Okay. I think everybody thinks this is it for him, right?
That's the word going around.
Right? I mean, certainly if he was online, he would have seen his big catch and rumble against the Texans in the divisional round of the playoffs engendered a few memes of old men running with footballs in flag football games.
I think he topped out at like 8 miles an hour.
Hey, man.
We still barely got caught.
Could you imagine he sticks around? I think everybody thinks, don't you think everybody feels like this is it?
Because
it
was I thought he should have retired last year.
Right.
Went into the Hall of Fame with his brother. It would have been cool. But obviously he's still performing at a high level.
Like, and he's not sitting at home thinking, man, I'm going to the Super Bowl for a third straight year. I could be at the Grammys with Taylor Swift and going on that red carpet life. He's still thinking red Chiefs life. That's what he's thinking. So I would love that, by the way. If he sticks around for another 3 years, I would love that.
If your body, if his body's holding
no
up.
No doubt, right?
They're winning and he's having fun and the check's still clear.
Let's do it. Let's go. So those are my two chief sound bites from opening night. Yeah. Seriously, honestly, like, what else is there? We're all like, when is kickoff?
When is kickoff?
You know,
I haven't got to when is kickoff yet. Maybe tomorrow, but we're getting close.
You know why I haven't gotten to when is kickoff? Because
you're still pissed at the printer.
I'm over the printer. 2 days ago, I watched a video Don Bowie posted of us at the opening kickoff.
That was sick.
And I looked at how excited we were. Me and Hoskins.
That was the beginning of the season.
And I'm like, wow, man. This is it.
It's over.
So that's why I'm not like overly excited, because I saw how happy we were, and now it's like, man, this is it, guys.
I was happy because my tees hit that night.
Here's a Saquon soundbite. Here we go. Here's a Saquon soundbite. This is as close as he got to talking about the Giants.
Oh no.
Well, when he was asked about his arrival in Philadelphia and what his process was when he was a free agent. As if this wasn't 1,000,000% preordained. If the Giants let him go, he just rolled down Philadelphia way on the turnpike. But this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, me and my family literally, you know, had a sheet and did pros and cons. And the only con about Philly was I might get some slack because I played in New York. So it was a no-brainer for me. The talent that we have here, the going against those guys, just hearing stories about the organization, and then most importantly, the big boys up front.
Yeah. So that was the only con. They might boo me because I'm from New York and I played in New York. And then he goes to Brazil and has a 3-touchdown night on opening Friday night. And then they wanted to put him in a mummer's outfit and have a parade. When he got home.
More importantly, Rich, do we need hand watch 2025?
Yeah,
did you see that? He's got a Band-Aid on his. Did he cut himself?
Saquon cut his hand.
We got a chef for a situation.
What?
You didn't see him?
He had a big Band-Aid on his hand. Can we take a freeze frame and look at this?
I don't know. I didn't notice. I was just too busy listening to him.
What is going on here?
Oh my God! What is that?
Can he high and tight the football?
Can he grip the ball?
Yeah. Can he take a hand off?
How can you get 4 points of pressure with that thing?
He's at like 2.8 right now.
It looks like it's at the top of his hand. It looks like
can't see the inside of the palm, Rich.
I don't know.
You know what it probably was? He's got young kids. It's probably like some dumbass Lego piece got stuck. You know? I've been there. I don't know. Something happens. It's on the floor. You hit it. I have no idea.
Is he walking on his hand?
Hand watch, Chris?
Yeah. Hand watch.
Hand watch 25.
Hand watch 2025.
Okay.
For Saquon.
I thought you said hand wash.
Well, we should do that in these times,
you should
too,
always wash your hands.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
20 seconds.
Very good.
Yep.
Today is just crazy.
That's our coverage of media night.
Kind of feels like Friday.
All right, let's take a break. Daniel Jeremiah is about to join us. Let's get his thoughts on the Super Bowl. Let's get his thoughts on the Senior Bowl. Let's just get his thoughts.
DJ.
And he has something in common with all of us except for Jay Felly.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We're all sick of the Dodgers already. We haven't even had a pitcher or catcher report yet.
And I'm going to need him to stop talking about Abdul Carter. I need him to drop to 4.
All right, well.
Do you want Hunter? Do you want
we
Carter?
All have agendas. Tom Pelissero will join us. Also will join us J.J. McCarthy, Chris Long, and the new Rich Eisen Show IT specialist, T.J. Jefferson. We're off and running on this Tuesday. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a five-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, our radio audience will rejoin in a couple of minutes' time. All right, big moment here on our program. Sometimes when things get brought up from the back, it's the troll on TJ Jefferson, you know. But this time it's just Adam, our call screener. Come on out, everybody. Here comes Adam. Adam is coming out with Adam. He's got in his hands printed out the stuff that TJ couldn't print out.
Well, there's only one page I couldn't print.
Oh, here it is. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But the first page.
Well
you
done,
had.
Sir. Thank you.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Adam, our call screener.
Adam.
Coming out, everybody.
Congrats. You look great.
Well done. Great segment. Hey, you know who looks great too? Luka Doncic. Right now, wait till you see this. Later on, we'll play these sound bites for you. Going on right down the street, handheld. What's in the NBA in handheld mics, sitting in directors' chairs like it's a TED Talk, you know? And it's Rob Pelinka and Luka Doncic up together, and Rob is dressed like every, you know, L.A. dad who's dressed 20 years younger than his age, and Luka's dressed in a sweater and a collared shirt underneath the sweater and slacks. He looks like every dad waiting at the mall for his wife and kids to get out, looking miserable.
Yes,
like it's just two dads sitting up there.
Just two dads living two different lives.
Living two different lives. Yeah. Like literally, that's what I can't wait till you see how these guys are dressed.
He honestly looks like he's about to cry during some of these.
He does. He looks sad.
He looks sad. Yeah.
Well, he's probably still in shock. Like
I would imagine so. Yeah. Especially if the report is true that he just bought a $15 million house last week.
And it's $119 million loss of the Supermax.
Yeah, and now he's going to pay 14% income tax.
And now he's got to pay attention to his conditioning.
Like I said, that house is $24 million.
We'll talk about that, man. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Look who stopped by, our friend from the NFL Network, the Chargers radio booth, my buddy, fresh back from the Senior Bowl, Daniel Jeremiah. Hey. Good to see you, DJ. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. I was thinking about it, though. This is probably the last time we should talk. We'll do it today.
Okay.
And then let's not see each other, talk to each other, text each other.
Until the combine?
Until we get to the combine. I think that's
just
I just
keep
think
it
that's
fresh.
For the best.
Why?
Yeah,
I mean,
we'll be so excited. Like we got so much to catch up on, you know, we got so much time to fill.
You know what? I've never once sat around you despite being around you for crazy amounts of time. It's not just an hour or two. Like, we're hanging out for 7-8 hours a day in Indianapolis, and then sometimes like 10 hours on a draft day. I'm never short on conversation with you. Never. There's never an awkward silence with you, DJ. Like, ever.
No, we've got a good thing going, and I would echo the same thing. And I would also say, what are the odds that you could be with somebody for that long and, like, the stuff doesn't annoy me. Like, you don't chew with your mouth open, you know.
That's true. There's nothing.
There's really nothing there. I just want to make sure we keep it. Great.
We will do that. Before we start, bringing up the combine, you're fresh back from the Senior Bowl. There is no larger group of chatty Cathys more than NFL scouts and front office executives and people. And honestly, everyone's talking. And I'm sure the NBA has got to be similar. Isn't it amazing this trade, Luka and Anthony Davis, was done with two dudes who had a coffee and talked about it, and nobody heard about it? It's one of the. Could you think anything like that would ever be pulled off in the NFL, where no one would know until the very end?
I'd have to go back. Was there any heads up at all before? I knew there was talk that Stafford was, you know, potentially get traded, but the Stafford Goff thing, that jolted the system a little bit.
Yeah, but they were in the Cabo. There was a little bit of wind. Even when Tyreek Hill got traded to the Dolphins, there was something. There was smoke in the morning, you know, where we saw it coming, that he wanted out, and it was surprising because it happened so quickly after initially hearing that. But I don't think the NFL would ever be able to pull off, you know, or general managers would ever be able to pull off. No one would know in our business. It's crazy.
No. And give me some life advice on this, because just over the last couple of years, I've gotten to know and become friends with Bill Duffy, who's a basketball agent who happens to represent Luka. And I just don't know that I don't know how long I have to wait before, you know, let this kind of breathe a little bit before I try and, you know, check in with him and say hello, because I would imagine his phone's just getting destroyed. And I don't want to overreach in terms of where our friendship is. It's pretty much in the earlier stages of that. So I'm just trying to time it up perfectly.
RES Consulting.
You know, check in with him.
That's what we're here for. What do we say here? I think he's being introduced right now, and Luka looks miserable. He really does look like his life has been turned upside down. So his agent might be dealing with that. I'm saying another 24 hours.
I was even going to go like another week. I was going to really let this thing try and let the waters settle a little bit. He's a wonderful guy, though. I've just gotten to know him.
Good.
Super guy.
Well, you, Daniel, you deserve to have all the friends you want. All right, let's jump into this here. Super Bowl 59 comes down to what, DJ? What do you think?
I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here, but it's who can block who. I mean, I think you can look at it and say Chris Jones, and that's someone you have to deal with who's taken over these big games and these big moments. So on the Eagles side of things, how do you deal with him? And you've got some injuries that we'll see as we get, you know, closer to game time. Hopefully they're all okay up front. And then on the other side, I mean, the we've seen the Chiefs lose one of these games, Rich, and it was against Tampa, and they lost because they could not block them. So that, to me, is that's the challenge on their side of it. And the Eagles, they have waves of dudes. And that first meeting, you know, in their first Super Bowl, they went up against each other. Remember, we had all the discussion about the field, and the Eagles' D-line was slipping all over the place. That's not going to be an issue, you know, in this one, indoors. So this will be, that's where the whole thing comes down.
Mm. And so it comes down to, they all now mishmash together. If they make up the zero, we talked to Lewis Riddick about this. If they make up the zero sacks t-shirts for the Chiefs offensive lineman again, that's all she wrote. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
100%. If they don't get to them, then they're not going to win. But I said this the other day, but when you look at it and you just stack up the rosters I do think, you know, Philly has the, you know, a more talented team. And that's saying that the Chiefs still have a top five roster, but they've got a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach. And that's why they've just been on this incredible run that they're on. But I think if you were going to go, you know, 1 through 53 all the way through, Philadelphia has more talent. But the sidebar there is the Niners had more talent than the Chiefs. The Eagles, the first time they met, had more talent than the Chiefs. I just wouldn't want to be in a game where it's a 3-point game and late in the fourth quarter against that group. You want to try and put them away early if you can.
Why is that? You know, where this team is so remarkably consistent when it comes to executing at the biggest moments in the biggest games. How does one explain it, Daniel?
I give Andy a ton of credit. And it's his group that he's assembled there. But there's not a better play designer. You know, we talk about play callers, but then there's, you know, there's designing the play, and there's, you know, guys who call plays. But then there's just the timing of it and knowing when to call certain plays. And the execution is flawless. And in some of them, I mean, there's not many of them, Rich, where it's like, man, he had to really squeeze that one into a tight window. Like, they find ways on the biggest downs and the biggest moments to scheme guys loose and free and make it somewhat simple. So I give Andy a ton of credit for that whole process. And then Pat just seems to, I think because of the success he's had, he just looks so confident and so comfortable in those moments. There's going to be third downs, fourth downs in this game. And it never seems to be a problem for him. When was the last time you saw in one of those big downs where they just blow a protection? You know, when was the last time you saw even like a receiver slip or fall down? Like, it's flawless execution in those key moments.
Yeah, and then obviously you got someone like Mahomes who is got a remarkable 9-2 record in games in which he's been down by 7 or more points in the playoffs. And it's just, you know, he doesn't seem to blink, and he comes up in the big moments. I guess you put it all together. But the one stat or nugget that every now and then, I when I do this for the Super Bowl, I just grab onto one, and it's tough for me to stop mentioning it. It's the Chiefs' defense against top 10 rushers this year, and it's in our stat packet we got from our terrific group at NFL Network Research, that they have faced Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Chuba Hubbard, and Bucky Irving this year, second, third, eighth, and 10th on the top 10 list. And the only one that cracked 50 yards against him was Chuba Hubbard with 58. And obviously, here comes Saquon. What's the plan to keep Saquon bottled up, and maybe similarly to other top 10 backs that this defense has faced this year?
Daniel? Well, I would just still say that you can stack up a list and you can talk about the eight and six. Saquon Barkley is in his own universe, in his own planet as a talent. Let's start there. And then he's running behind the best offensive line. So that's going to be a bigger challenge than any of those backs, and that even includes Derrick Henry that they've seen, just because Philly's offensive line is better. But they are aggressive in terms of what they do at the second level. They move, they stunt, they're not a real staticky defense where you kind of know where they are and they're, you know, you can take, you know, correct angles, and you can get comfortable against static defenses. They're not static at all, and Spags is moving different guys. The other thing I would add to that is a lot of times when we think of, you know, how you play the run, we talk about setting the edge and, you know, getting penetration inside, and you got linebackers that can fill. Their corners are outstanding tacklers, and that starts with McDuffie. Like, that's a big part of it, because, you know, these play callers are smart. They know how to leave the proper unblocked defender, and we're going to make this player have to make the tackle repeatedly. And they don't have that mark where you're doing the preparation. You go, okay, this is the guy we're going to leave unblocked this week, and we'll see how he does. So that's why, I mean, they are just a complete football team on the defensive side of the ball. But they haven't seen Saquon Barkley, and they haven't seen this massive offensive line.
So then what do the Chiefs need to do offensively, do you think, against this team? Obviously, you mentioned blocking up front. Totally get it. But when it all comes down to it in Super Bowl 59, we need to see what from this Chiefs offense to win?
Patience. Vic Fangio is not going to give up big plays. He is going to play that umbrella coverage. They're going to play top down. And they're going to make you have long, prolonged drives, and they're going to hope they can buckle down when you get in the red zone and force kicks. We saw it, you know, in the Washington game where they moved the ball pretty well up and down the field, and Ertz caught 900 balls. But they did a pretty good job of keeping it in front of them and not giving up an explosive play. And, you know, that's that philosophy of defense. Eventually, we're going to tip a ball. We're going to force a fumble. We're going to get a sack. Are you going to make a mistake with a penalty? And the rare thing about the Chiefs, and I've seen them a lot, you know, doing the Charger games, is most teams don't have that patience. Eventually, it becomes too much, and they want it right now, and you got to take it, and you're going to be aggressive, and you force it. They are really good at playing content football.
Yeah, taking the don't go broke, making a profit.
Taking a profit.
Exactly. That's 100%. The old school, the Jerry Burns phrase from back in the day. So one of the only, I guess, clean phrases. what's your gut call on the game then? What do you think?
I don't have sometimes you're like, oh, this is just a bad matchup. I you know, for a certain team in a certain way, I think they match up so well against one another. I ended up going with the Eagles in a closer game, which I've just argued the entire conversation. That's not possible to beat the Chiefs in a close game. So my confidence level, very low, but I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts having a big game. I do think the focus will be on Saquon. And you look up, and all of a sudden, you look at the collection of weapons. You kind of forgot about it until that Washington game, and you're like, oh, gosh, Goddard, he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Devontae Smith, that's tough cover one-on-one. And then with AJ, you can just throw it up, and he can go get it. I mean, they have a lot of different guys they can get to you in the passing game. And the one prediction I'll have in this game, Rich, the one prediction I'll have is that I think Nick Sirianni, he's able to get one where they properly guess on when Spags is going to bring it, and they end up hitting Saquon on a screen and it goes for a big one. So that's my one prediction for this.
Interesting.
Ball.
Interesting. Yeah. Hurts has had 300 or more passing yards, 40 or more rush yards, no interceptions in two of his three career games against Kansas City, and has only one other such game in his career. And that was week 15, 2020 at Arizona. So he's not going to blink just seeing the Chiefs uniforms in front of him. You know, it's I'm excited. Listen, I know that there's Chiefs fatigue, and we saw this matchup 2 years ago, but, you know.
I'm excited for it, man. There's so many matchups within this game that are intriguing, and a lot of it's there at the line of scrimmage. So I think it's a great, great matchup. I think it's going to be a great game.
Few minutes left with Daniel Jeremiah. Chris Brockman would like you to please stop touting Abdul Carter, because he has envisioned Carter dropping to the Patriots at 4. Do you see a world in which that's possible? Not you stopping talking about what you see. You're a professional. You do you. But is it possible Abdul Carter drops? Like, how are you seeing the top picks going as we're finally in February now, Daniel?
So for Brockman to get that wish, you got to have two quarterbacks and Travis Hunter.
Yes, exactly.
So that's what you're wishing and hoping for.
Yep.
I don't look, it's early, and we'll see what happens with free agency, and if teams do things quarterback wise that can change this thing. I have a hard time seeing him getting there. I will give you one funny story. We're at the Senior Bowl, and almost every agent's there. It's like the combine. You know, the whole NFL is there.
Mm-hmm.
And with players, I've learned over the years of doing this, with players and with agents that you run into, unless they're the top of your list, they're not happy with how you've ranked players. You know, like this guy, how do you not have him? How do you not have me? Why am I? I remember Sammy Watkins coming into the studio one day, and I think he had him number 2 on my list. And he was just like, looked at me like I had 3 heads, like how I didn't have him at number 1. But I'm walking out of the hotel. It's a little cold, so I'm walking kind of brisk, and I see Rosenhaus. He's kind of walking towards me, so we're getting ready to pass. I give him the, hey, Drew, how's it going? He goes, hey, DJ, we're starting to pass. And he goes, well, Abdul Carter, number 1 on the list. You got that one right. And I just kept going. I go, it's not that hard, Drew. And then just kept walking right on past him. But he was the only person that was happy with me that I saw. The
Now, time down there. Abdul Carter flashes, man. That's for damn sure. I mean, best in the draft, atop your draft board. That's going to happen, pretty much.
He's a problem. He's a problem on every single down.
So why do you think Cam Ward goes 3 and not 2? Because, you know, why do you think Cleveland makes that choice? They don't go quarterback, and I guess walk me through how you measured all this out.
Well, I just I looked at their situation and I thought, okay, you could be looking ahead to the next year and what's to come in the quarterback class.
Mm-hmm.
You have the opportunity, a unique opportunity because of the situation we saw last year with Russell Wilson. Everybody in the NFL that I talked to seems to think, you know, you're going to have the same opportunity with Kirk Cousins this year, which is you're going to get a veteran, you know, quarterback who's going to be on the cheap because his previous team is paying him so much money. You can get him for nothing. So there was just a lot of chatter around the league, and that's not coming from the Browns, but that, you know, Kirk Cousins kind of would be a good fit there, you know, to get in there, be ready to play right away. You don't have to pay him much with what you're already on the hook for with Deshaun. And then you can, you know, maybe look into next year where you on the horizon, there's other quarterbacks you could be maybe a little bit more excited about.
So the Kirk Cousins plan, is that why Myles Garrett demanded a trade, Daniel? So
I don't know, but my phone blew up when that got sent.
So your phone blows up when Myles Garrett says he wants out of Cleveland. Your thoughts on that before I let you go are what?
I personally, and I know they've said, Andrew Berry has said, we're not moving him. I think Myles Garrett did them a huge, huge favor because I do think it's in their best interest to trade him. But if he doesn't demand a trade and you trade him, you're going to have a big section of your fan base. And having worked there, I know how this is. In Cleveland, because the team success hasn't been there, they're very attached to their guys. And they can say, look, Joe Thomas was here from start to finish. He's our guy, and he's going straight into the Hall of Fame. And maybe our teams weren't all that great, but he's our guy. Like, that's what we're going to hold on to. And Myles Garrett the same way. So if he would have just traded him without Myles Garrett requesting a trade, there's a bunch of people that would be like, how do you trade a first ballot Hall of Famer? It's all we've, you know, it's kind of all we got here. We have our stars, and he's one of those. Now you can just say, look, we would have kept him. He didn't want to be here. So at that point in time, this allows you to start collecting assets for the future and kind of have a little reset period here because, you know, you can look at it and say he is an unbelievable player. But when you don't have the quarterback, to some degree, it doesn't even matter. So I tend to believe, I think that their quarterback is in the 26th draft. And I would be doing everything I could, you know, to get as many resources in 26 and 27, which would allow me to get that accomplished. And, you know, also I wouldn't be, you know, opposed to them even trading down in this draft to get more resources for the future. But that's where I am.
So what do you think the cost is going to be? What is Andrew Berry going to demand now that you think that Myles Garrett is taking the pressure off of him by saying, I want out? What do you think?
I think you get 2 ones. And then, you know, maybe there's a little, maybe if it's a team that's picking in the back of the first round, maybe it's, you know, this year's one, next year's one plus a little something extra, maybe a player, another pick. I don't think you can get 3 ones, but I think you can get 2. And if you're picking at the bottom, which if he wants to go to a winner, I would imagine, you know, they would do their best trying to accommodate him from that standpoint. So there'll be a lot of teams picking at the back of the draft, be interested in that one.
Washington? I mean, that's the one that just keeps leaping at me because he checks a box of that they're on the rise. It checks a box for the Browns that they get him out of conference. You know, mm-hmm. Detroit obviously checks that box too. So those are a couple that just leap to mind on that front.
Yeah, NFC side, yeah, I mean, 100% I would make a case.
Rams? Do you think the Rams could? I mean,
they don't really need him. It's crazy to say it, but their young D-line is so good. I mean, they're so cheap. I just – that was the first thing I thought of. As soon as I saw that he was like, well, Les probably already texted him because he's so aggressive. But I'm looking at their team, and, I mean, he's got one of the best defensive lines in the NFL right now, and they're young and cheap. So I don't know that that's the right one for them. But Detroit, 100%. I mean, that is, you put him on the opposite side of Hutchinson, and that'll solve a lot of your problems.
Daniel, thanks for the time and 2 cents. And too bad I'm going to text you and keep talking to you before I see you in Indianapolis at the end of the month.
The more I think about that, I would have missed you too much.
Take care of yourself, DJ. Thanks for the time, brother. At Move the Sticks, everybody check him out right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Oh, yeah, and there was also some news out of Rams camp about Cooper Kupp saying the Rams have told him that they're going to trade him. So another thing to talk about with Tom Pelissero, make a note of that. He's joining us, Tom, in the next hour. J.J. McCarthy and Chris Long after him. It's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday type of Tuesday as well. But when we come back, who wouldn't want to hear Brent Musburger tell us why he's going to be picking a certain team in the Super Bowl and just telling stories. He was on What the Football with Susie and Amy. That's coming up next. Same thing with Andrew Bogish with a sports update. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Love Hurts. Kiwi Kwan has had quite a career, from childhood roles in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the Goonies to a recent Academy Award win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But now, Ki finally stars as a leading man in the film Love Hurts. Love Hurts is the perfect date night movie with its mix of over-the-top action, comedy, and a ton of heart. Love Hurts, only at theaters February 7th.
Let's start with Bobby Boucher, and we'll put our own Rich Eisen Show draft profile up.
Boucher primarily lines up as an off-the-ball linebacker. However, they will use him off the edge in some obvious passing situations. Against the run, he's very aggressive to fill and attack blockers. Doesn't use his hands to shed, preferring to simply lower his shoulder and power through blocks. Has the range to make plays sideline to sideline. He's an outstanding blitzer, showing timing burst and a violent finish.
Yep.
He will need to abandon the drop kick at the next level. I don't see him being the primary signal caller or communicator, but his play instincts are exceptional. Overall, Boucher plays a lot bigger than his size, should be an immediate impact player on day one.
Wow. Interesting. Moving on to Johnny Utah, quarterback of the Ohio State University.
Utah's a wild card in this draft, doesn't have a lot of film. Has average athleticism and an awkward three-quarter left-handed delivery. His best traits are his toughness and competitiveness.
Yeah.
Never gives up on a play. He'll fight for every yard as a runner. He's a little too high on the board for me right now.
Okay.
He's got to go down. It's got to be that way. I would consider hiring him after his playing days are over. He could have a long career associated with the game, either an outstanding coach, a prominent scout, or a special agent.
Okay, next up, Willie Beeman, quarterback, University of Houston.
Sure. Beeman, a little bit of a late bloomer. He's originally a seventh-round pick, bounced around to four different teams. He's since settled in and emerged as a dangerous playmaker as both a passer and a runner. He's at his best when the play breaks down, using that athleticism to extend plays while keeping his eyes downfield. His immaturity is an issue, and I believe there is something to the rumors about his poor relationship with his star running back. I think it's important for his coaches to understand how to best use his skill set. The lack of RPOs is a major mistake. He'll excel in the right system and should emerge as the best player in the league. He's my number one player.
Wow! Last one, I'll be honest with you, I'm partial. One of the greatest kick returners I've ever seen from Alabama, Forrest Gump.
Gump is a dynamic kick returner for the Crimson Tide. He's made an impact in plays in every game that I studied. He's the definition of straight line fast. Lacks elusiveness and make missability, but it doesn't seem to matter. He gets up to top speed immediately and destroys pursuit angles. I like to see him involved in the offense because I believe his speed would play well on jet sweeps, reverses, and vertical takeoff routes. The trainers told me that he's had some durability issues as a young kid, but they haven't had any issues at Alabama. The head coach worries about his ability to learn and grasp concepts and even actually referred to him as a stupid SOB when he was talking to me. I wouldn't be ping-ponging him back and forth between positions. He'll be a good soldier, provided you surround him with a good lieutenant, and I'd be shot in the butt to draft this kid.
Daniel Jeremiah!
Well done.
This is why we called you, DJ. One of the greatest segments. And we had Jay Billis do the same thing for basketball players, right?
We did.
Those were great. When he was breaking down Teen Wolf. I remember that.
Those were great.
Gosh, that was funny. funny.
And Coolidge from the White Shadow.
Yeah. So the Luka Doncic press conference is over. We'll turn those sound bites around. The two things that are jumping out at everybody right now in first blush reaction is he said it's a dream come true to play with LeBron. And was asked if he had any comment for anything to say to Mavericks management. He said, no comment. Turned it down.
Sometimes saying no comment is
says
a comment.
Says everything. Of course
it is a comment.
Absolutely. Sometimes saying, no, I don't have any comment, says it all.
Right.
You know? There they are, right there. Two dads going to Cinnabon.
What is this outfit by Rob Palenka?
I don't know. I can't wait. Let's talk about it later. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai is over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. You know, it's kind of funny. Brent Musburger is a national treasure, adores my wife, and it's great when Susie says, hey, I'd like to have you on What the Football leading up to the Super Bowl, and he's like, you got it. I'll zoom in from Montana, you know? and then you hear the king of VSIN, who was on our Roku big game special last year in Vegas,
right?
Spinning stories like nobody's business. It's a delightful, but for somebody like yourself, Mr. VSIN, coming up with some interesting nuggets about why he's leaning in a certain direction for Super Bowl 59.
My pen is out. My paper is ready. Let's go.
And it's great the way that this all started with this question from Susie with Amy Trask on What the Football, where all your podcasts can be acquired.
Who's the modern day athlete right now that you would actually want an autograph?
Taylor Swift. No, wait a minute. She's going.
I mean, you're not the only one. I mean, come on. Are you kidding? She's the reason why my 16-year-old is watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. She's been a good fan. And she's one of the reasons why I'm picking the Chiefs, Susie, to win this week, okay? I don't look at stats and things like that. I look for offbeat stories to pick my winners.
That's great.
And I want to tell your audience that Taylor Swift has attended 9 Chiefs games in Kansas City, all in Kansas City this year, and they are 9-0. And if you go back to last year, I believe the winning streak with Taylor Swift in attendance is around 13 or 14. She'll spend her $1 million. She'll have one of those great booths down in New Orleans. I'm sure she's going to go to the game, and that's one of the reasons. But I want to give you two ladies something that CBS Sports uncovered this week, and I find it hard to believe. But if Kirk Cousins has beaten you as a quarterback during the regular season, and you make the playoffs or the Super Bowl, you get all the way, you won't win it. Teams that have lost to Kirk Cousins, believe it or not, and made the playoffs are 0-14.
Wow. Okay?
And go back to week 2, and guess what? The Falcons upset the Eagles on week 2.
I have a question for you, Brent, as to sure. The Taylor Swift and her record, and as to you pointed out with the curse of Cousins. Do you believe that to be correlative or causative?
What a great question. What a great question. Causative.
Oh, okay? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's use that one, Amy.
We'll go with that.
Let's go with that one.
I love it. Amy diving into her legal books for that question. So the Saquon drop at the end of that Monday night game,
yes,
that did lead to Cousins getting on the field and marching down the field on the Vic Fangio coordinated defense.
I've heard that stat before.
The curse of Kirk Cousins. I've never heard of that.
That's a good one. Saquon ain't going to drop the ball on Sunday, though.
I don't think so. And how about DJ just calling a shot saying it's going to be a screen pass that goes for a long way?
Ooh, I like that.
What the Football with Susie and Amy and Brent Musburger spinning so many great stories is available wherever you get your podcasts or our YouTube channel.
I am writing that down. Saquon, longest receiving yardage over.
Yeah, he thinks that they'll catch the Chiefs in a blitz at the wrong time.
Because Louisiana is a legal gambling state, Rich. I'm not sure if you're aware.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Did not know that. Oh, is that why I'm getting all sorts of emails from the National Football League?
Yes, that would be why.
Right now.
Don't even try it.
That would be why.
Rich, we're going to need you to comply with those emails.
Again,
right?
For some reason,
guess where
still
I'm not going to be.
Not legal in California.
Because if you go down, we all go down. And we
that would be my last Hara.
Well done.
Thank you. Is that still the place down
you
there?
Would
as
no
it was
longer
10
be
12
Caesar.
Years ago?
Of this show.
Oh, by the way, that's the name of the building.
Oh, weird.
It's the name of the building.
And you guys wonder why there's weird conspiracy theories.
Get out of here. You're so stupid. Roger Goodell rightly called it ridiculous.
What's he supposed to say? You guys are right. I'm making
this
calls.
Guy, everybody.
What is he supposed to say?
You and Bill Burr massaging.
Right. Massaging.
The result. Okay.
Luca literally looked like he was being held hostage this morning.
Yeah. You think so?
Did they
make him hold up a newspaper and blink?
It felt like it.
He just looked
Give
shocked.
Give him a break,
he had
man.
That thousand-yard stare, man.
Give him a break.
He does look shocked.
I won't say the quote.
Just hold all your powder because we're gonna do a whole big segment on it later on.
Yeah. Now that I'm calmed down from this printer, I can.
Are you fine? Are you finally done with it?
Yeah, I'm good now.
We added beads too. Felly didn't tell us he was putting beads on, made us look stupid.
So we had to put our beads on.
But why are you putting them on? By the way, yeah, I hear it. That's the problem. Great job, sound guy.
Give these children
stuff that will actually be heard through your microphones.
Have you
well
heard
done.
Mine once?
No, because you're a pro. These guys, they're children.
These are left over from the open shoot last week.
Yes, that's right. It's going to be a great open.
I think we look great.
It looks good on you. Did you get a free bowl of soup with that? Free bowl of gumbo with that?
Ooh, I can't wait for gumbo
are
tomorrow.
Are you doing that?
I can't wait
gumbo?
To get some.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Okay. You're not a gumbo guy?
Not really.
Oh. Never had it.
I'm going to take down some red beans and rice, even though it's not Monday.
Rice-based. It's yummy.
No, I know what it is.
I don't know.
I know what it is. Okay. It's just one of those. I don't know if it's the Northeast in me. It's just like.
Texture?
Know,
is it a texture
it's
thing?
It's not that. It's just like, I don't know what's in it.
Too spicy?
That's the point.
That's the issue for me. That's the issue for me. Like, there's somebody back there saying, you know what this is missing? Cricket. You know what this could use a little more of? Turtle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Turtle.
The New Yorker means like, not so much.
Raccoon.
Delicious.
Bravo TV star Lala Kent holds nothing back.
Like, I go into a full spiral.
Get to know the TV personality.
I talked about this with Teresa Giudice.
Remember when I pushed Andy Cohen?
Yes, it was iconic.
Okay.
The entrepreneur.
What are we manifesting in 2025?
And the mom.
Sosa is a dream baby. Your kids are older. It's
Bravo children.
The celebrity children of celebrity Bravo love.
Give them Lala. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.